In the Gospel of John, it says that Jesus is the light of the world. Then Jesus comes along in his Sermon on the Mount and says to us, "You are the light of the world." Listen to what it says in Matthew, the 5th chapter, in the 14th verse. "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Well, what can we take from that? I think what we can begin to take from it is that if we're going to be like Jesus, we're going to be a light for the world, in opposition to the darkness in the world. And it says about Jesus that the darkness could not overcome the light. We have a message that cannot be defeated. It cannot be suppressed. It cannot be killed off. And that light that shines from us is the gospel. I think the other thing that we can take from that is that just as Jesus showed the way to salvation, so we take his message in our mouth and we become a light, and we don't hide our faith. We don't put it under a bushel basket, but we put it out where everyone can see, and it gives light to everyone that is around us. So let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I pray that you would make me a light today. This morning, even as I am praying and meditating, I pray, O Lord God, that the light will shine bright so that as I go forth with my family, with those that know me, whether I'm going to school or to work or to any kind of commerce or about my daily business, that the light of the gospel will shine from me, both in my life, in my deeds, and in my words, I pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.